Now, I know we're talking about the census today. Everybody's got their mind sort of set around what's going on with COVID, but it's still pretty important to do the census, right, Shauna?
That is correct. Money that we get from our census every 10 years helps us to prepare for emergencies such as pandemics, earthquakes, floods, and the list goes on and on. So when we didn't have people who responded to the census back in 2010, the lower seven counties of the state missed out on about $12.5 million. And so that's money that we could have used over these last 10 years to help us prepare for what we're dealing with today. So when people don't do their census, they're not affecting what's happening now, but what happens in the next 10 years.
I'm talking with Shauna from Southern Seven Health Department about our census that's going on for 2020. Now, with everything that's happening, I know that I did read that they were kind of suspending door-to-door. If someone wants to do the census, what do they need to do?
Well, the census is actually made for something like this. It is a process that you can do while you're sheltering in place. You can go online to 2020census.gov. and complete your census. You can also call the census at 844-330-2020, and you can complete the census over the phone. So it's real easy to do no matter where you live.
That is super simple. A lot of people looking for things to do, so this is just something to keep you occupied for a little bit. That's not a bad deal.
Yeah, exactly, and we're encouraging everybody. We do have a Facebook challenge going on right now on the Southern Seven Health Department page, to where when you complete your census, send a video or a picture of you doing it, and we'd happily share that with others. Because completing the census is so important, not just for things like what we're going through now, but for our schools, our hospitals, our roads, our meal programs, our senior programs, the list goes on and on. So anyone who lives anywhere in the country is affected by what happens with the census.
We don't want to lose out on that funding so necessary for our area. Shauna, if people have questions about it, where would you direct them?
Well, first I'd have them get in touch with the census. Again, you can go online at 2020census.gov, or you can contact us at Southern Seven Health Department. It is a very confidential thing. The first four questions just basically ask you the number of people who are living in your home on April 1st, whoever that might be. If they're counting your resident as home on April 1st, you count them on the census. And the other five questions, the answers to those questions go into a vault, and we don't get the answers to those for another 72 years. So census is very confidential.
Wonderful. Shauna, thank you so much. We appreciate you, and we appreciate all that Southern Seven Health Department is doing for us.
Well, thank you, April. We do appreciate that.